Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about OFP, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. And please subscribe to my blog at www.blueprintforwealth.org to get the latest on tax, estate, and business planning. And lastly, please read my column, Blueprint for Wealth, in the Washington Business Journal every month, usually the first Friday of every month. We're going to talk about data privacy and protecting your business, the one that you've been trying so hard to build, from cyber attacks, fraud, and other people that are trying to hack in and steal your personal information. Did you know that business is probably one of the most desirable targets of hackers? Fraud can go unnoticed for a much longer period of time. In fact, business losses generally average about $50,000 per incident, and additional business costs associated with correcting that fraud may run up as much as $15,000 in almost half of the cases. So the best defense is a self-defense, and that means to avoid cyber threats or to get rid of them and avoid the time that they take up that you could be better spending on your business and growing your business, take some initial precautions for a self-defensive approach to your data and your privacy. Your odds of avoiding attack improve immensely if you use a well-rounded security suite of software that uses protective scanners and other tools that stand guard in the background against viruses and spyware, spam, and other harmful code that could do damage to your businesses. These suites are allowed to be configured so that you can block a visit to a dangerous website or phishing, which we'll talk about in a second. That's not going after that bass in the stream. It's phishing. Fraud and other dangerous mail content that comes in over the internet and through the email. These suites of software also guard your privacy and even identify and neutralize yet unnamed threats based on a bug's bad behavior alone. The threats change daily, so there's really no one piece of software that's foolproof. But there are companies like McAfee that are out there building software suites, or Symantec, or Zone Labs, or Trend Micro, that have offered a variety of long-lived and relatively inexpensive security suites that can take you most of the way you need to go. They may cost anywhere from $50 to $90 for the first year per user, and a small maintenance fee on top of that. Entrepreneurs can install them. Anybody can do it. Or have your IT person do it. And put in a big firewall around your company that will block at least most, if not all, 99% of the bad stuff that's out there. There's always a measure of vulnerability because there are bad guys around the world that are always trying to hack into your systems, regardless of who you are and where you are. And in certain industries like government contracting and people who are doing cybersecurity work and defense work, they're even more susceptible to attack. So the protections have to be even greater. The next thing you've got to protect against is the loss of your data. The loss of your personal privacy or your data to hacking could be painful for an individual, but it's life-threatening to a business. According to the National Archives and Records Administration, 93% of companies that lost use of their data center for 10 days or more, which could be devastating, filed for bankruptcy within a year. So basically, more than 9 out of 10 companies will go bankrupt if you're down for more than 10 days. Large companies that were surveyed by a security researcher reported spending between $100,000 and $1 million in hard and soft costs annually responding to a variety of computer-related disasters. And it's so difficult to quantify how much of an impact on a small business that these types of losses will entail, simply because entrepreneurs don't have the time to track these types of expenses. But is it really a mystery what impact a data loss will have on your business? And the intrusion into your network doesn't have to be catastrophic to be costly. What about pornographic pictures that are posted on your e-commerce website, or if customers are denied access to the website? The loss of business in a single day could be devastating to your ongoing success. What about having a customer or partner data pulled from your own computers and used in an identity scheme, or even in an embezzlement or a blackmail scheme? One growing pastime of cyber criminals is to encrypt a victim's hard drive and email the password only after money is forwarded to a Western Union or other cash account. That is cyber blackmail. These hacker schemes are just mind-boggling, but they're succeeding against companies that have even elaborate defenses that are managed by knowledgeable information technology staff or even outsourced. So here are some ideas on how to beef up your security to avoid these problems and these potential attacks. First of all, get a security software suite with a firewall, antivirus and anti-spyware scanners, privacy protection software, and email filtering so that stuff that really is junk or spam gets segregated based on the parameters that you set up. Number two, update your security software and your operating system regularly, meaning that you may need some help from an IT professional to do this. Number three, always, 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 particularly you lawyers and accountants out there, back up your important data either over the internet or in an off-site location using hard disk drive capability, and do it daily. Do it daily and grandfather in all of the backups that you're doing on an ongoing basis so that you have a continuous log of your entire file system from the internet and from your computers. Also, encrypt your accounting and other sensitive data that are on your network so that somebody can't hack in and steal it without extra efforts that they may not be able to employ. Next, you might want to employ a multifaceted authentication system. Some companies use passwords, and they may use multiple levels of passwords to protect their data. Others are starting to use biometric or smart card tokens or special scanning information that is only identifiable by the person holding that information. And it allows authorized users who have this information to log into the network and get access to particularly sensitive information. Next, you may want to employ a virtual private network known as a VPN for all communications to off-site locations. This basically ensures that when you're dialing in from home or through a wireless source, that you're coming in through a secure pipe. It's almost as if you have a special pipe from your computer into the network that cannot be penetrated by outside third parties. Next, don't just get rid of a computer when it crashes or burns out. In other words, discard the computer after you've completely destroyed its hard drive contents. And believe me, just erasing it or wiping the hard drive doesn't necessarily protect you from a third party gaining access to the information that was formerly on that hard drive. And then here are some things you want to think about when you're trying to protect your privacy on your computer network as a business owner. First, never give your social security number over email, or even the telephone, even to your bank. There are more secure ways of transmitting the social security numbers, including by facsimile, believe it or not. Don't give a company more information than they really need. In other words, don't volunteer information. Give them only what they need to do the task at hand. Next, block your name from pre-approved credit card lists by calling the following phone number, 888 5 opt out, OPTOUT. If you call that number, you won't get all of these pre-approved credit cards that could bollocks up your credit rating. Next, watch out for people who are what I call shoulder surfers. They'll stand over your shoulder and try to figure out what codes you're typing in, whether it's at your personal computer, your laptop in a Starbucks, or at an ATM machine where you're particularly vulnerable. Next, pay as many bills as possible electronically. There are secure ways to ensure that your personal information can't be compromised, even if you're paying electronically. Next, replace your paper bills and your paper invoices with online versions where possible. And that includes when you're invoicing a customer. It's faster collection for you, and it may even be more secure. Next, use an email alert that warns of transfers, payments, low balances, and withdrawals. In other words, if your bank account becomes all of a sudden below a certain authorized level, then have the bank notify you via email or cell phone. Review your credit report at least once a year, and in fact, you can request one free copy per year from any of the major credit companies. And lastly, shred everything. Everything with your name on it, everything with your address on it, anything with personal information. These are some tidbits to help protect you from people who are trying to infringe your data privacy rights. If you'd like to know more about this topic or would like to speak with one of our lawyers on the issue of data privacy, call us at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Finally, if you'd like to subscribe to my blog, please do so at blueprintforwealth.org to get the latest and greatest on tax, estate, and business planning topics of interest.